You're listening to Morning Edition on KSJD. Good morning. I'm Austin Cope. On Monday, the Montezuma County Commissioners closed part of their meeting to the public, but the reasons for doing so were unclear. But Colorado's open meetings laws require the meetings of local public bodies to be open to the public, except under specific circumstances. KSJD's Gail Binkley was there, and she joins me now to talk about it. Hi, Gail.
Hi, Austin.
Did the county commissioners break the law here?
I don't know if you could say that they broke the law, but they kind of danced around the edges of the law, I'd say.
So what does that mean? Can you describe what happened?
Apparently, the sheriff had asked to meet with the county commissioners in private about an undisclosed matter. So the commissioners put this off towards the end of their meeting so that they could get all their other public business done. Then they decided to go into an executive session at which they would meet with the sheriff. I think the problem arose when it became obvious that they didn't know what the discussion was going to be about, so this made it difficult for them to give, you know, a specific reason for the executive session. As you know, Colorado meetings law says you have to have these meetings be open, but then it gives you some specific exemptions to that requirement.
They have to be specific personnel matters, and the person in question has to be allowed to make their meetings open to the public if they want, right?
Yes.
That's one of them. The other one is there has to be specific legal advice given during the executive session.
Yeah.
Am I right on that?
There's a list of about seven different exemptions, and those are two of the most commonly used ones. One of them, yes, is personnel, but this is one that's commonly, I think, misunderstood by public bodies. They think that talking about personnel means you know, anytime you want to talk about certain people, you can have an executive session, and that isn't what it means. It has to be personnel. It has to be a specific employee. It's not to talk about personnel policies or people you're considering for a public board or something like that. And in this case, they were saying that it might be a personnel issue, but then they said that the person in question, if there was one, hadn't been given the opportunity to have the meeting in public, which is their right under the law. So, you know, that wasn't following what the law actually says.
Now, there's still a lot of unknowns here because they weren't clear under what they were talking about, right? Meaning, we're not really sure whether they broke the law or not.
Well, right. I mean, the commissioners certainly have a right to meet with the sheriff in private. You know, there's many ways or many circumstances under which that's allowed by law. And, you know, there's an exemption for if there's an active investigation and they want to talk about that investigation. But they didn't cite it during this particular occasion. So, I mean, I think it was clear that they didn't know what they were going to talk to the sheriff about. And so this was like a circular argument because they didn't know what the topic was and it was difficult for them to give the proper exemption for the executive session.
Right. But by extension, we didn't know what the topic was either.
Right.
Okay. Uh-huh. Are we nitpicking here? Are we making too big of a deal out of this?
Well, I don't think we're making too big of a deal out of it. You know, open meetings law is the law and it's something that's very important. I think public bodies sometimes, yeah, they kind of feel like, look, do you think anything terrible is going on here? Or, you know, we're your local elected officials and we're not going to do something bad. And we don't think there was anything nefarious involved. But, you know, it is the law and you're supposed to follow the proper procedure and all of that. And I think that it was passed by the state legislature for a reason, which is to give the public confidence in their elected officials.
And that's kind of why we are here talking about it today.
Yeah.
Also because last week the public had a similar concern with the county commissioners, right? Can you remind our listeners what that was?
Yeah, they were going to talk to some candidates for a vacant seat on the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they were going to do this in a private meeting. They weren't even calling it an executive session in the administrator's office. That's what it said on the agenda. And then some folks in the audience objected, and they decided to go ahead and have it in public. But that was clearly not something that was supposed to be in an executive session or private meeting. So these issues do occasionally arise, and not only with the county commission, but sometimes with other bodies.
Is this endemic to small governments in general?
It definitely is. Okay. And it's not just small governments. I mean, it happens all across the state, and people have to, you know, object or express their concerns.
And maybe even across the country.
Yes.
KSJD's Gail Binkley, thanks as always.
Thank you, Austin.